tradition of things I have no clue about. Hey!
What?
Who's that?
Cult?
Yeah, I don't think I've ever heard of them. Love removal.
So who's feeling incredibly smart this morning so that we can start talking?
I'm not incredibly smart.
Yeah.
Jay's sleep
talking.
Yeah.
Jay, dude, you're supposed to be disconnected. You're not supposed to be like sleep talking or even paying attention to the conversation. You're supposed to be saying completely random things, completely orthogonal to what we are discussing. Actually, it's far too early in the morning to be using words like orthogonal.
Actually, not. Well, not that early.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's far too early to be using that word. Not that it's far too early.
Orthogonal.
Yeah. Nobody should say orthogonal at 9 in the morning, not unless you're a mathematics teacher.
You say all sorts of weird words that don't have common usage.
Like what?
Like locality.
Locality?
Yeah, locality is not a common.
I guess not.
Huh?
I guess not.
Like we were in a residential locality when you blew the horn.
Residential neighborhood, right. Yeah. I guess so.
Did you tell the other story?
No. One of you guys needs to tell the other story.
Somewhere on our way to, while we were doing our cross-country hikes and moving across state lines, we end up going to this. We are traveling on this really narrow road, right? The road's probably like about twice the width of this road that we're on right now.
I was most definitely not intoxicated.
No, you weren't. Of course you weren't, darling. You weren't even drinking, were you?
I have not had even one drink that night, actually.
Yeah, he'd been just drinking like club soda and like...
That's all.
Yeah, that's all.
I only had about 6 or 7 cups of it.
Right. And lime. Yeah. They served a very hard cup soda at the place that we went to. Right.
Oh, and Coors Light.
Yeah. Right. And Coors Light.
In fact,
even
there's
started.
A Coors Light right here, right?
Oh, God, no. You're not starting now.
There it is. Silver Bullet. All right. Alright.
So we're driving along this road, and then there's an underpass, right? And it's in the middle of this complete residential neighborhood with, like, you know, whatever, 40, 50-story buildings,
yeah,
with everybody sleeping, right?
You gotta blow the horn.
No.
That, you know, that makes it sound like
a thing
to do.
Right. No, it wasn't that.
No.
It was more of a Jeta Lane Obi. Okay, dude, blow your horn! And so I'll be like, why? And before Obi could even like finish a question, Jay's like, dude, you're breaking the law if you don't honk your horn. And Obi's like, oh, okay,
horn. It was a one-lane tunnel. Yeah, okay, so it was
whatever.
A two-lane road.
No. This is him justifying because, of course, he hadn't been drinking.
And first of all, who puts a tunnel in a residential neighborhood? I mean,
yeah, that was bizarre anyway.
It was pretty bizarre.
So Jay tells him, dude, you're going to break the law if you don't honk. And Obi's like, okay, honk. What are you doing? We're in a residential neighborhood, it's 12:30 at night, and you go honk in the middle of the street where there's nobody up front.
It was in the tunnel. I mean,
yeah, right.
It was in case someone else was coming in the other direction.
Right, yeah, right. That.
So, for that, I got called a faggot.
You didn't get called just a regular.
No,
it wasn't.
No, actually.
The word of the night was actually bitch, because that's what Jay was calling me all through the return journey.
Really?
Yeah.
Jay, how many laps did you do around the club?
Two.
Two laps?
Just two?
Yeah.
Okay.
Laps? Yeah.
No, there was some dancing beauties there.
There was a good ratio of guys to women there.
Yeah, I would guess so.
It's probably one of the best ratios I've ever seen.
Yeah, I think it just comes from the university. College kids. All college kids. Cradle snatchers.
A lot of them were very young. kind of a stupid name for a band, don't you think?
Yeah, I would agree. Then again, they're all stupid albums.
What's a more stupid name?
I'm sorry?
What's a more stupid name? You can't really think of a more stupid name than those songs, right?
Actually, most of them that just don't even make sense. But whatever. We let them slide. Now there are good ones, though.
Good names for bands.
Death Cab for Cutie is a good one. Pretty Girls Make Graves is another good one. Of course, that's a lyric, so you can't really give them complete credit for it.
They took their band name from a lyric of another song.
Yeah, it's a Smith song. Pretty Girls Make Graves is from the Smith's debut album.
Definitely not East End.
Definitely not East End, which is a couple of blocks away. Which is a couple of Delaware blocks away.
East End does have live music.
When it's open.
Oh.
Which is not on Wednesday.
After 11.
Or Tuesday.
I mean, last night was Tuesday.
Yeah, because I don't know about Wednesday. And two Delaware blocks is actually like six blocks.
Or maybe it just feels that way when you've been having a couple of drinks and... Oh wait, Obi wasn't drinking.
I wasn't drinking.
You weren't drinking, Obi.
At all.
Not at all.
That's why I had absolutely no trouble getting up this morning.
Right. Or even realizing that you had a parking ticket last evening.
Seriously, who the fuck gives a parking ticket at 9:11 at night?
Newark.
Newark.
Not Newark.
Newark.
Where do you think you are?
I think it's kind of funny who stole those guy didn't say it.
The what? Oh yeah, that is funny.
Guy didn't say like, hey dude.
He was too busy getting nervous about the fact that I was staring at him. $3 to get into Delaware is a bad deal. It's just not worth it.
Yeah. I can't imagine anybody wanting to pay money to come into Delaware.
Pay money to want to get the hell out of Delaware.
Yeah.
I think it's well,
money. Thank you for visiting Delaware. Here you go.
$2.
$2. Bunch of flowers.
Maybe that's what I was waiting for. Thank you. You can go now.
Papa.
Oi.
Oi. One of my favorite words. Oi.
Oi.
Oi. I just looked at you wearing a picture and I'm like, dude, that's okay.
Wait, what are you talking about?
His pink shirt. Remember his white
pink shirt.
I think
his gay shirt was actually working with the lady.
Yeah. They probably thought he was gay, which is a good thing because, you know, apparently it really fits the ladies in droves.
When they think you're gay.
Yeah, did you see the number of ladies who were hitting on that bouncer there? The one with the nice pants? Oh, this is another precious comment. I see this bouncer over there, guy's looking like, you know, cute. And he was wearing khakis, and for some reason they just... Okay, so let's just leave it at that.
What was he wearing?
Khakis?
That's what I thought you said, yeah.
Yeah, what did you think I said?
I thought you said cockies, which, you know, just sounds kind of funny.
Ah, right. Right. Yeah, whatever. So...
We're not recording, are we?
I'm sorry?
We're not recording, are we?
We are. Apparently we are. Yes, for the past 9 minutes and 48 seconds now, it has been on. Recording our mad ramblings.
Alright. So he had great
cocky.
That was about
a cocky. No, it wasn't about... Well, so I just walked up to him and I said, you wear the best pants in the house. I don't know if it's the pants or if it's you. Just as I left. That bouncer was 100% gay, and the guy who was checking him out, who was just another bouncer, was like 110% gay. He was giving his glow stick a blowjob. Sounds so wrong to say that in the morning, but he was.
I've never been to a place with gay bouncers before, though.
Yeah.
Well, actually, no, I have.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have. Rubicon.
Huh?
Rubicon.
Rubicon? Where's that?
Remember when we took Martin to the gay bar?
Oh, yeah. That was gay
Martin who?
That was about his
Martin Fowler.
You took Martin Fowler to a gay bar?
Yes,
well, yeah, I mean, you know, we were walking around San Diego.
Uh-huh.
And somebody in our group asked a very, very flaming guy, flamboyant guy, where we should go for lunch. And he was like, oh, you should definitely go to
Hamburger Mary's.
Hamburger Mary's.
It's greatest.
So we took, how many people? Probably about a dozen?
It had to be a dozen.
Oh, okay.
All people the thought workers that we had, I think, 5 or 6 followers.
Okay.
It was like, what, it was...
Oh my god. Okay, so
lunch
it was like a dinner. It was like an early dinner, like 5 o'clock or something.
Okay.
They had trans going on the back room with white lights going. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they had screens going everywhere of like this spring break in Florida. Everybody's half naked making out. You start looking closer and you're like, yeah, there's a gay bar.
Nice.
Oh, shit.
You would have liked the waiters.
Oh no, I like waiters regardless of where it is or where I am.
Except waiter BDs.
Yes, except waiter BDs.
So
I don't think we can record that. I think that should actually be edited out.
Waiter BDs?
Yeah.
No one knows what waiter BDs are.
I guess not. Waiter BDs.
I don't know.
We'll leave it to the listener's discernment.
What can I serve you today?
Oh, you have to elaborate. Come on. It's too early in the morning to talk about work.
Dude, you're driving to work. We had better start thinking about work sometime soon now.
Yeah,
as soon as we get in the parking lot.
Is that what we're doing?
Jay, wake up!
And Jesus.
At least he remembered his sunglasses.
Band called Hoodoo Gurus, but now I know. Call your mom. Heck, call everyone's mom.
Seriously, there's something wrong with that advertisement.
No!
Oh my god!
Something's very wrong about it.
Call everyone's mom?
Call everyone's mom?
Call your mom! Hey! Call everyone's mom. Alrighty, man.
I guess it's a very Delaware sense of humor.
Dude, you took that in a sexual direction. I would.
I'll call your mom.
I'll call your mom, and your mom. Heck, I'll even call you. Delaware Avenue, 1 mile, I guess. That's where we were yesterday, right? Delaware Avenue?
Delaware Avenue, yes.
But that's, I think, a lot further away.
Cool answer. That is.
Other advantages of being, what's this?
It's like, I can't speak, so I'll just, like, just throw my teeth and lips.
Can you imagine working at that bank and having to say, welcome to WSFS Bank, like over and over, WSFS.
Psychedelic Fuzz?
You have a very highly optimized database.
They too?
Yeah,
After all, they dropped all their vowels. I know. There's got to be a good database if you did that. You car honking underpass driving faggot.
There you go. Okay. That was the full quote. Car honking underpass driving faggot.
Yeah, no, they can only keep people from falling off it.
Oh, the guy who only broke both his legs, alright?
Right.
Not that bad. Okay.
Yeah, it could have been worse. He could have fallen from the fourth floor. He'd have lost a lot more in that case. They'd have lost him.
Uh-oh.
Oh! Uh-oh. I guess this is their way of saying, dude, you can't park here.
There's one parking space left. There's two parking spaces left. Alright. 9:30.
And you're gonna take both of them.
It's a big car, right?
Right. It's a very big car.
It's a big car.
Big car, just push the Civic out of the way.
We don't need enough stinking Japanese cars.
And on that note.